This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Talking Property. Rob Druid, good morning to you.
Very good morning to you, Harvey, and listeners.
Now, I don't want to say anything negative about our beautiful studios at 882 6PR, but I've got to tell you, the view here is just a little bit better.
Are we moving here permanently?
That would be
Look
nice.
Look at that view of Burswood and the city and a bit of a glimpse of the river too. And driving over here this morning, it was just absolutely gorgeous, particularly with the dolphins jumping in the river. I couldn't believe it.
Did you find dolphins this morning?
Yeah. So that's Perth, so it shows the state of the river. Must be in a good state, which is wonderful to see.
I would say so. Well, we are here live from the Red Castle Apartments. They're in Lath Lane at 2 Rutland Street. And joining us on the program is the developer, Peter Burke. How are you, Peter?
Hi, Harvey. I'm good. How are you?
Well done indeed. Get that microphone right around there, matey, so we can... That's perfect. Congratulations on coming up with a sensational development, basically, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Harvey. It's an exceptional location. It's an exceptional site. We're on walking distance to Burswood, the new stadium, on public transport routes, close to shops, so it ticks all the boxes.
It does. How far are you away in terms of walking distance or distance from the new stadium?
We're about 850 metres, so just outside the 800 sort of circle that you look at for what we call livable neighbourhoods. But it's about a good casual 10-metre stroll along the Swan River.
Good, excellent. And you, of course, welcome one and all today to inspect some of your apartments between 11 and 3. What can people expect when they arrive?
It's a fun day, so it's sort of a day where we show everyone the finished product. We walk them through the one and two bedroom apartments. We have floss and hot dogs and things for the family to enjoy while they're doing that, so the kids are occupied. And we're pleased to show them.
I saw them sitting up downstairs, so they were all running around, having a good time, so they look like a good group of people down there ready to have a bit of fun today.
Yeah, they are. We've got a couple of cooks from My Kitchen Rules coming along, so they were the semi-finalists in, the 2013 series. Oh. So they're coming to do cooking demonstrations at 11, 1 o'clock.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
It's good. And look, at the great thing here, Peter, is you can see it, feel it, touch it, and be part of it. You're not buying off the plan. It's all fully completed or very, very close to it. There's
Correct.
Only a few minor little things by the looks of it.
Absolutely. It's all completely finished and you can actually see what you're buying.
Which is a great benefit.
Peter, in the show preceding ours with Darren and Sue, they raised the question, is there anything still identifiable with the old Red Castle and King Arthur's Revolving Restaurant? Of course, you've kept the tower, haven't you?
We have, and the colour scheme, but we've kept what they call the turret, where the elevator or lift was going up and down. So that's 6 floors, and whilst it's not livable at the minute, it's the iconic note of Red Castle. So it's where everyone remembers the Red Castle, sort of King Arthur's tower sitting up there.
And what will that become?
Eventually it'll be an apartment, so it needs a development application and approval from the City of Eastwick Park, but we certainly are going to be putting it in as an apartment in due course.
Good, excellent. All righty, well, we are here on this magnificent Saturday morning at this magnificent development, and you're more than welcome to come along. But most of all, please give us a call, not just about this property, but about real estate in general on 922 11882, 922 11882. If you would like to send a text, you can, to 19999 677, or just pop an email into harvey@6pr.com.au. James is back in the studio pressing all the buttons back there, and he'll look after our emails and texts for us. And of course, those who call us and go to air, go in the draw for our $100 Stratco voucher, which is made possible by Gemmell Homes and Stratco. And we do thank Craig Gemmell and Stratco for making that available. So go to the phones on 922 11882. General question, state of the market at the moment?
Ticking along. Interesting, just looking at the figures, REWA's figures, REWA.com figures, around 15,000 listings on the market. That's been very stable for quite some time. But, of course, the market is very segmented between apartments, houses and so on. There is a bit of stock available at the moment, isn't there, Peter, with completed apartments? Although you've got limited supply here now, haven't you? Only about 18 apartments left.
Correct. We've sold about 123 of 141. Wow. And today and this weekend we're hoping to sell the remainder, certainly over the next 3 months, considering they're completed.
Well, that's great to see, and it's so the market's just ticking along. I guess it's we've had blessed with this wonderful weather in the last couple of weeks, but we'll move into a winter market, and then we'll see how. I'm still thinking at the back end of this year, it's about time that we started to see a little push on prices. We've had a compressed market for about 2 years now. There is pent up demand. The buyers are just waiting to see where the market's going, and of course, a lot of sellers are just holding off at the moment after a bit of correction in prices. So I guess you're offering some pretty good deals here too, Peter, are you?
Yeah, we are. So we're offering free stamp duty. So stamp duty on an apartment at $550,000 will invariably be at the limit between $18,000 and $20,000. So we're offering free stamp duty for people that come in to look at buying today.
Yes, well, there's a lot of incentives out there at the moment, so it's a good time to buy in that regard.
That's excellent. All righty. Well, Matt, we've got Matt's our tech on duty out here, and we've got a funny-looking screen, mate. We don't seem to have the menu up, but I think I saw, just before all that happened, Mary was our very first caller from, I think, Canning Vale. I stand correct. Are you there, Mary?
Yes. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. We are fine, thank
great,
you very
Mary.
Much indeed.
Gentlemen,
and, would you like to... fire a question at us.
I'd just like to find out why you think that retirement living villages are going higher and higher than outside places.
Are they?
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Sorry, Mary, what do you mean by outside places?
Well, if you're going to buy in the suburbs, you're looking at about $350,000 to $450,000, maybe $500,000. If you're looking at retirement places... Some of them start at $400,000 and upwards to $1 million, depending on where you want to go.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, there's a difference, of course, depending upon the services that are provided at the retirement places, and they vary quite dramatically depending about where they sit in the retirement complexes, from full care to, in between and different facilities. So I guess from that perspective, there's a value in that which holds up the value of the retirement villages. When you're looking at buying in the outer suburbs and so on, a villa or a house or so on, those prices have definitely come down from 2013 when we had the last height of the market and a very good buying. But of course, it's a different type of lifestyle, isn't it? It depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for retirement lifestyle and all the facilities that are provided, there is still a cost associated with that.
And Rob, it's interesting to note that there's a larger market for an over 55s or a retirement village. We've got 25 years ago, men were living to 73, 74 years of age, and now at 84, women are at 89 in terms of the average age for them to pass away, and we've got that half a generation of home gap to fill. So a lot of developers and people are, I think, cashing in on that sort of niche in the marketplace. So whilst I think, Mary, it really should be equivalent to outside living, for example, if you're buying a villa at $400,000 in Canning Vale and you're looking at a retirement village in Canning Vale, it should be a similar price. But as you say, some people are taking advantage of this marketplace.
Good on you, Mary. Does that answer your question out there in Cannington?
It does. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You are more than welcome. So that's you're now in the draw, Mary, for our $100 Stratco voucher. So give us a call on 9221882. As I say, we can accommodate you on the email, harvey@6pr.com.au, or if you'd like to send a text, then that's fine, 19999677. We are live from the Redcastle Apartments in Lathlane.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds. The Scarborough Toyota Rumour File.
Shark Park Stayers contacted the Rumour File. He says, boys, rumour has it that Rob Wiley, the coach at East Frio, has had his contract extended.
Have you heard a hot rumour? The Scarborough Toyota Rumour File. Weekdays at 7 and 8.25 on Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis, where all the big stories break.
As a competitive crochet champion, I can crochet a tea cozy in my sleep. I buy my yarn online, but I don't have time to wait around for parcels. Luckily, Australia Post offer a range of convenient delivery options. I can get my yarn sent to a free 24/7 parcel locker, a post office close to wherever I'm going to be, or a PO box. Visit auspost.com.au/managedeliveries for more information. Australia Post. Your delivery. Your choice.
Terms and conditions and collection time limits apply. Service available at participating post offices only. Secure your home and protect your family with a quality Alutec security screening system. Tailor-made to suit any existing opening, whether aluminium or timber. Only Alutec can deliver real peace of mind with stunning good looks. Crimsafe security screens, Alutec aluminium windows, bifold sliders, clever alfresco enclosures and more. With a payment plan to suit your budget, it's affordable home and family protection. Give us a call or go online. Alutec, simply better protection for your home.
Back by popular demand, the sale at Domain. Last chance. Huge savings in furniture, bedding and homewares. Last chance. 60 months interest free. No deposit, no interest. With monthly payments until 2022. The sale at Domain. Don't miss lounges, dining, outdoor furniture, mattresses, bedroom furniture, bed linen, homewares. And 60 months interest free. Not just a sale, it's the sale at Domain. Hurry, last chance. Must end Monday.
Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $1,500. Interest applies. If you do not comply with terms and conditions, fees, exclusions apply. See website for details.
The following is brought to us by Gemmell Homes. I'm now speaking with the man himself, Craig Gemmell. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, Harvey. Look, today, Harvey, I'd like to introduce our big value series of Gemmell Homes.
The big value series of Gemmell Homes. So what sets the big value series apart from all the other projects you've got?
Well, Harvey, with this big value series, they've been designed to maximise area through cost-effective design, but Harvey, that's not the best part.
All right, then I'll ask you, what is the best part, Craig?
All right, Harvey, I'm glad you asked, because with the money we've saved on design costs, we've invested it back into the home and increased the inclusions, but not the price, Harvey.
Okay, and you mentioned inclusions, then tell me what is included.
All right, I'll take a deep breath, because here we go. I'm like a race call this morning, Harvey. We've got stone bench tops, European kitchen appliances, high ceilings throughout, LED lighting, ducted reverse cycle air conditioning, and much, much more. All at a price, Harvey, that represents big value.
That's why you call it the Big Value Series, of course. How do we access more information on the Big Value Series?
Look, Harvey, visit our website, gemmell.com.au, or phone our sales hotline on 9263 4450 for more details, and the first lucky customers all get steak knives. Harvey, as usual, that's the deal.
Yeah, right. gemmell.com.au, gemmell.com.au, or that number, manned all around the clock, 9263 4450. You have a terrific weekend, Craig. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Harvey. Ta-da.
Each week, Ross Greenwood presents a new episode of Work Life Money, thanks to Australian Super.
This is a program where we try and set you up during your working life so that you can have a prosperous retirement if you're aged 20 or if you're aged 80.
Catch up on past episodes by downloading the podcast on iTunes. Work Life Money, thanks to Australian Super. Become a part owner in more than $100 billion worth of investments. Visit AustralianSuper.com.
CommercialRealEstate.com.au is Australia's leading commercial property site. Looking for office space, a warehouse, a business for sale, or even a childcare centre? You can find them all on CommercialRealEstate.com.au or download the iPhone app today.
Source Nielsen Digital Ratings, unique audience, Feb 2017.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
And we are live from the Red Castle Apartments here in Lathlane. Just before we have a chat to Rod Ryan from DeFratis and Ryan with their weekly property update, we've got an SMS, folks. Right. Gail wants to know what's the future for older apartments in the West Leadville, West Perth area.
Well, there were quite a few built in the 70s, weren't there, through there, down Cambridge Street and so on. So I guess it depends very much on the complex, really, and the quality of the complex and how much works need to be done. Certainly, strategically, it's a great location. You're very close to the city, you've got good transport and a lot of facilities through there. So, look, I think it comes down to the individual complex, how much works need to be done for the longevity of the property, but the area is exceptionally good. So at the right price, and they're quite affordable, actually, the little apartments through there. Yeah. So I just be looking at the strata, looking at what the reserve funds are, what works need to be done, and I think you're certainly in the right location. So overall, I'd say quite good.
Terrific. Good morning, Rod Ryan.
Good morning, Harvey. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
And I said, if you see the lights on and there's someone on the lift, come up and see us here on the seventh floor, and here you are, mate. Yeah.
Yes, it's most impressive. It's yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, lovely development.
Great spot, isn't it?
Yeah, great spot.
Yeah, now, we're going to talk about the rental market. We, of course, address this quite often, right? It's a challenge at the moment, like everywhere else in the real estate industry, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what's interesting is that it just won't seem to let go at the moment. What I mean by that is it started to decline, say, 18 months ago, perhaps even 2 years ago now. And as a result, we just kept waiting for it to sort of, you know, get a bit of an upswing again. But it does seem to be just continuing to hold on. So as a result of that, you know, we've had to sort of have a real look at all of the things that we do and try to, you know, look after our clients the best way we could. But I think the thing that needs to be understood at the moment is that unless a property is either brand new, like what these properties are, or alternatively, if they're older properties, they just have to be in absolute mint condition, because otherwise they just drop to the bottom of the, you know, the ladder, and it's very hard to find tenants. And that's something that the owners have to understand, and that otherwise there's a bit of heartbreak, because you just have, you know, vacancies after, you know, longer term vacancies. So at the moment, we're really making people aware of that, that at a time when they've reduced their rents by perhaps $100 a week, which hurts, and now we're asking them to put their hand in their pocket, now we're asking them to put their hand in their pocket, replace blinds or carpets or freshly paint and so on. You know, property managers aren't exactly favour of the month when you've got to pass on that message. So, but it's something that needs to be done, because even with the marketing today, if the marketing is mainly through websites, if you don't move your property pretty quickly, it'll certainly run straight to the bottom, and then it's harder and harder to dig it out again. Mm-hmm. So as an assistance to owners, you really need to revisit your property when it becomes vacant, or even before that, just to ensure that you avoid that vacancy rate by having your property spot on. And that's just the message I just needed to get across today. Mm. That's all.
Mm. Well, it's pretty much back to basic economics 101, isn't it?
Mm.
Large supply and less demand than we've had, obviously, with the population drop in the population growth. Interesting with Reeva's figures, Rod, that 12 months ago we had just over 10,000 properties on Reeva.com mm-hmm. for rent. And this week we've got 10,606. So mm-hmm. it hasn't dropped. In fact, no. It's increased a bit. So that, like you're saying, is very important that landlords realise that, okay, a lot of supply, how do you put yourself in a position where people go, I want to let that property, I want to rent that property, rather than all the competition out there?
Yeah, well, it's we get people that will come into our office and say, I've had my property empty for 3 months, you know, not happy with the previous agent, whatever. We'll go have a look at that property, and the first thing you do is you open the front door and you say to yourself, would I live in here? The answer in a lot of cases is no. And then we've got to turn around to those owners and say, look, in order for us to sort of get back in the game, we need to do this. It's not the agent's fault. You need to
new
put
carpets,
your hand in.
New carpets, new blinds.
That's right.
Place those bench tops.
But you've just got to do it, and it's not going to go away, because if you go back 2 years ago, those owners had 10 people wanting to rent their property. Today they don't have 10 people wanting to rent their property. We're lucky if we've got one. So what we've got to do is to bite the bullet, spend the money. You know, it's nearly the end of June, so not a bad time to think about it right now. Get in and do that. And as my dad would say, the easiest thing in the world is to spend somebody else's money. But we're not trying to do that. We're just trying to, you know, help these owners that have got properties which in the past have been assets, but they're becoming liabilities in some cases, causing a lot of stress.
Other important thing, I think, the old adage, isn't it, Rod, that we always say that, you know, the quality of the property dictates the quality of the tenant too.
Yeah, it does, and you've got to be careful talking about that one, but that's the facts, and we know in the business that if you run into trouble and it goes off the rails, you've got a big problem.
And you can't. I mean, it's very hard to rent a property that's run down. And obviously, you know, the tenants that have good records and so on are looking for a nice property to live in.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't need to be brand new. It doesn't need to be even modern, but it does need to be modernised.
Yeah, and it needs to be clean, and it needs to, you know, not have the grass, you know, where you need a sheep to sort of keep it down.
I was going to say, how important then is to make absolutely sure that the outside environment of the rented property, or the property you hope will be rented, is up to speed on that. It looks tickety-boo with nice cut lawns, nice, you know, well-manicured gardens, that sort of thing.
Well, if you don't do it, basically you're not going to rent your property because there's just so much competition that's out there. And I looked at a property yesterday in Southlake, And I suggested to the lady that before we could take it on, we had to do A, B, C, D and E. And I didn't win the sort of popularity contest. But the thing is, I'm trying to help the lady. You know, she said, I've had it rented for the last 6 years. And I said, yeah, well,
different
that's
environment.
Fine. It's a completely different environment. And I said, look, you know, you really do need some assistance. I then was able to demonstrate to the lady, you know, what things needed to be done. I've now arranged for quotes, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll get on top of that. But it's a lot more work for us to do that, but that's what we've got to do. We've got to work together with the clients to get through this difficult time.
Yeah. So the point is, I mean, it's a no-brainer when you think about it, because if there's no money coming in, well, that's disastrous. So you've got to do one or two things, don't you? You've either got to spend the money to bring it up to speed,
yep,
or you've got to keep dropping the rent until it is ridiculously low.
And the problem is, if you keep dropping the rent, and you almost, in some respects, attract the wrong tenant anyway. So... But no, look...
Better to spend the money.
Yep, it's either do that, or the other thing you've got to do is reassess that property, whether it's a rental property again, because a rental property from 10 years ago in Perth is a different rental property than you want as a long-term investment today. So I'm sitting here in this magnificent development. I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't be sort of concerned about my rental stream money coming in and low maintenance if I owned one of these, I can tell you. But if I own a property... you know, in Bibra Lake that's, you know, 40 years old and it needs a real makeover, well, I can't guarantee my return on investment or income there. So maybe I've got to look at selling that and buying something like this. So that's just my thoughts.
That's
people
another
need
way,
to
yeah.
completely review their situation.
Yeah, that's right. An owner-occupier might buy that one down in Bibra Lake. Yeah. They're happy to do the renovations. Yeah. And then, of course, the investor can move on to something newer, greater depreciation, tax benefits,
exactly,
and so on,
yeah,
which comes from that as well.
And people are really sport for choice too, with the vacancy rate sitting at around 6-7%.
Yes.
So that means 6 or 7 out of every 100 properties are on the market. So eventually you will get it rented out, but it is a factor that people are sport for choice and they can eventually look at where they want to live and what amenity they want in the area and take the time.
Yeah, agreed.
Good on you, Rod. How do we get in touch with you at DeFratis and Ryan, mate?
You can call us on 9499 6000, or look at our website, defratisryan.com.au, and we'd be happy to sort of offer advice, and we're not about spending your money. We're on about trying to save you some at the moment.
Indeed. Good on you, Rod. Well, thanks for that, and you're welcome to stay as long as you like. In fact, if you stay much longer, we're going to send you down for those hot dogs that Peter was talking about. they'll be cooking them up pretty soon too.
Thanks.
And some fairy floss too.
Yeah, some fairy floss as well.
Thanks.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much indeed. All right, 9221 882. Don't forget that $100 Stratco voucher's up for grabs today, as it is each and every week. Thanks to Gemmell Homes and Stratco for one of our callers. At the moment, Mary leads the way, but you can join her and ask a nice question, and hopefully we can answer it for you here. 9221 882. Send us a text to 19999 677, or an email to harvey@6br.com.au. We are live from the Redcastle Apartments in Lath Lane.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Not an expert tipper? Your fantasy team not doing so well?
You can still be a winner with the game.
Just place your footy tips, play Draft Fantasy or Pick 7, then watch 7 News Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock for a chance to win a Mazda BT50 XTR worth over $55,000. It's easy.
So remember this season's top tip, 6BR footy fans, and sign up now at thegame.com.au.
Brought to you by Mazda, Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times and 882 6PR.
There's an 8-year-old girl playing hopscotch inside a 19-year-old going to her very first dance, inside a happy 30-year-old mother of 3 ratbag country kids, inside a 47-year-old businesswoman, inside a 72-year-old that needs help cleaning because of arthritis. We get to know the story of every one of our clients, so our home help services are delivered in a way that suits them. amanaliving.com.au.
Our House of Wellness Health Update with Larry Emder.
Collagen, it's the glue that helps hold the body together. Collagen is found in our muscles, bones, skin and tendons, giving our skin strength, elasticity and helping replace dead skin cells. However, our body's collagen production naturally begins to slow down as we age, most obviously causing wrinkles and brittle hair. There are also some beliefs that collagen improves mobility and helps to reduce pain susceptibility.
Have you tried Australia's number one hair, skin and nails range? Swiss UltiBoost Hair Skin Nails Plus is a premium quality beauty formula with ingredients based on scientific evidence to help support collagen production and maintain glossy hair, radiant skin and healthy nails. Exclusive to Chemist Warehouse, Swiss UltiBoost Hair Skin Nails Plus 180 tablets is just $27.99. Always read the label, use only as directed. IRI sales data 0502 2017. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
A BMW is built to be driven, not parked. Like the BMW X5 S-Drive 25D from $89,900 drive away. And with flexible finance options available, it's time to visit a BMW dealer today. Terms and conditions apply.
Harvey Norman, Harvey Norma Sale. Samsung AdWash Front Loader, $899 plus bonus $100 Harvey Norman gift card plus delivery and installation. 20% off the normal ticketed price of Microsoft Surface Pro 4 in stock. 5 years interest free. No deposit, no interest with monthly payments until April 2022. Minimum finance amount $1,500. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Delivery within 25 k's of store. Harvey Normus ends Monday at Harvey Norman.
Australia is known for its big things. The big pineapple, the big banana, the big galah.
Did you call me?
No, Dale, you're good. Well, now you can add the High Wycombe Tavern to the big list with its big alfresco dining area and Perth's biggest outdoor screen. It's quite the attraction, and the big stuff doesn't stop there. There's big lunch and dinner specials and big money to win every Thursday on the Wiki Wheel of Fortune. Go big at the High Wycombe Tavern, 530 Kalamunda Road, High Wycombe.
Buying, selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
Yes, we're live from the Redcastle Apartments here in Lathlane. You can join us on the phone, 922-11882. Peter Burke is the developer, and he's here telling us all about this marvellous complex. Peter, we'll ask you a few more questions about it in just a moment. But I believe, James, you got an email there for us, mate.
Yes, Harvey. Hi, guys. Love the show. I have a subdividable block in Beachborough with an existing rental at the front. It was built in 1989. It would end up being a survey strata rather than a green title. I'd appreciate your opinion. Yep. Based on the way the market is, would it sell better the land or build and sell at the front or the back of the house? Do you have any other advice? Cheers, that's Tony from Kiara.
Thanks.
Good on you, Tony. I guess, yeah, it depends on the location of how the house sits on the block. Typically in the 80s and 70s when they built on these blocks, they pretty much put them right in the middle, didn't they, Peter?
look, I agree. And generally what I try and do when I look at those subdividable blocks that may be 899 square metres, an R20 or even an R40, depending on which suburb you're sitting in, I would be looking at both options. That is, have a design, put a development application in, it'll cost you a few hundred dollars, have a design on that block and give people the option of selling the land and or putting the build on there. So that gives you a couple of options in the market.
Yeah, I go for the land first. Survey strata is the way to go. There is still quite good demand for land through the area there, and Beachborough is, obviously an established suburb. We were starting to see some new development through the area. So, and that's the least cost option to give you a return on your investment there. You're not having to fork out to do a build and then hoping that the market, that you've got it right. Of course, you want to talk to some local real agents in the area to do a proper feasibility to see what your cost of your build is, total cost of your build is. That's all inclusive, everything. What's the end sale price likely to be? Do the numbers stack up? Alternatively, I'd be going with a survey strata and selling the block, and then if you've still got some debt on the property, you can knock that down and still retain the house. If you can retain the house, that's really the key, isn't it? Because you're not having to build two, and you're able to just do the land subdivision, which would cost anywhere from... Well, it depends, really. Sort of throw a dart at it. $20,000 to $30,000. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. $20,000 to $30,000, all up. If depending on how much retaining you need, your fencing, where the sewer line is, and all of those things. So I hope that helps you, Tony.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Good on you, James. Thank you for that. We've got a clear board on the phone, so we'd like her to keep Madison busy. She's in production this morning. 922-11882 is the number to call. Peter, with these apartments, can you maybe just explain what goes into each and every one of the apartments? What's here for people as they walk in?
Sure. Well, these are completely finished. So we have commercial window frames. We have noise attenuation. We have Smeg appliances. We have air conditioning in all of these. We have finished bamboo wood floors. So really everything is finished ready just to move a tenant in with their furniture or simply to move yourselves in. And living so close to what is arguably the best restaurant district, being the Crown Casino or the Crown Complex in Perth, it's walking distance to everything.
You could actually walk into Vic Park from here, couldn't you?
You could, and 1.5 kilometres to the city. So, depending on how fit you are, if you're big like me, you'd probably walk a bit and then catch a bus. But generally, you can walk anywhere you want from here, or cycle.
Yeah, that's right. The general area around here is just so pleasant. I mean, as we look at the view here, we can see the city. But look at all the parkland that we've got there, all the trees. So it's just so easy on the eye. And a good place to view this, Peter, we popped in and had a look during the week, is your roof. Tell us about your rooftop.
So on the roof, we've got a gym on level 3 or 4, which again outlooks...
Yeah, I race past that as quickly as possible.
Yeah, overlooks the city. but we've got a lovely barbecue and rooftop terrace area where people can actually stand up there and watch the fireworks or have a barbecue, entertain friends, etc. So we feel we've captured a very good market here in Lath Lane, which was generally an older sort of generational live. The hotel that was on it, as you know, was derelict and not really habitable. So we feel we've added value to the whole of Lath Lane.
Mm. Great spot.
Indeed it is. All right, 922 11 882. And Peter, how many people, it's a silly question I suppose, but how many people roughly do you expect might start coming in for the inspections today between 11 and 3?
Well, it's a family fun day, so not only do we have the My Kitchen Rules ladies in, etc., to show people how to cook, but we also have experts to show people what they actually can buy, what they're looking at in terms of state-of-the-art modern apartments. In terms of the supply around this particular area, it's very sort of undersupplied, so there's very few apartments in Lath Lane, if any. And as I said, we only have 18 left, so the demand for this has been very good. So we're very, very confident that as we go through the next couple of months, the whole estate will sell out.
So, Peter, someone comes in today and falls in love with it, which is most likely to happen, and says, when can I move in?
They can move in 2 weeks, so titles come out.
You've got titles?
Titles come out in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So 21 days after that, get their finance in order, have a chat with my sales team out here, and they can move in as soon as they're ready.
Fantastic. All right. Now, I think we've got Charles of Hammersley on the blower. G'day, Charles.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a lovely day for selling a apartment or a house, isn't it?
Look, absolutely. I would agree with you there.
I've got a question for you, gentlemen. I've heard about all the lovely, wonderful appliances you're putting into these homes and or apartments that you've got and the views and everything else. Why doesn't somebody come up with the idea that to make it a little bit more, it's better for the people and more attractive, why don't they start putting solar panels on the roof so that people will actually buy these apartments and houses, standardise and put on solar panels? Something that will give you up to 5 kilowatts of power, and it was provision that a battery could go in later at the cost of the owner of the apartment if he wants to. And the other thing is, people, I hear them advertising, buy one of our homes and we'll give you anything between $15,000 and $30,000 back cash. Well, why not do something useful and put on solar panels on the roof? Even on apartment houses, you can do it. And
I reckon
start
getting $15,000 back is useful.
but
a lot of developers are looking at sustainability. And looking at that, aren't they, Peter?
Absolutely. So I guess when we started designing this in 2012, it wasn't high on our agenda, but certainly from 2013-14 going forward, we're also doing a development in Palmerston Street, and that has 280 kilowatts of solar panels on the roof, which comes in around about 2.2 per apartment. Every single one of those is completely sustainable. And in our next development, which came in 2014 and 2015, every single home we're building out there has a 6.3 kilowatt battery ready solar operation. So we're actually becoming more sustainable and more friendly with the environment as we learn ourselves. This one I guess missed the boat, but again, it does have a lot of north north-facing apartments and a lot of natural light, and again is a 6 to 7 star energy efficiency rating. So you're completely right, and I think the whole industry is steering down that road.
Good point, Charles.
Yeah, that's good.
Does that answer
your
question?
Good,
Charles.
Good on you, Charles. Thank you. All right, Mary and Charles at the moment vying for our $100 Stratco voucher made possible by Gemmell Homes and Stratco. We are getting up towards 20 minutes to 10, so I wouldn't leave it as people do, Rob, to the last minute to get in. 922-11-882. Call now, and we'll put your call to air. You might want to talk about apartments to Peter. He knows what he's talking about. You don't have to be sitting in here with him to realise that when you look at this wonderful development. The other thing too, Peter, is I don't know, sometimes with these complexes you get a balcony, but you can't swing a cat in the balcony. This one that's out in front of us now, it's a serious balcony.
It is, and it's a lovely curved balcony, and it's 12 to 14 square metres. And look, we build our apartments so that the balconies are usable. They're not 4 square metres where you go out and you just sit there and that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Here you can actually take a barbecue out on the balcony. You can actually put a dining suite out on the balcony. Mm. And it's practical. Bar fridge, yep, absolutely. Saturday afternoon.
And, you stay out there the whole day.
Completely usable.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd certainly want it with the view we've got here.
Yeah, no doubt at all about that. All righty, we will take a break. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. We're out here at 2 Rutland Street, Lathlane, live from the Red Castle Apartments in Lathlane.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
What's the House of Wellness all about? Well, it's about helping you get well and helping you stay well. But it's also about living a great life and looking fabulous. Every week on the show, we talk to experts who help you get the most out of life. Plus, our resident pharmacist, Gerald Quigley, takes your calls. Get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, every Sunday morning at 7 on 882 6PR.
For the biggest range and lowest prices, nobody beats Dan Murphy's. Here's proof. A by Aris Sparkling Cuvée Non-Vintage is only $19.86. 700ml bottles of Dewar's White Label Scotch Whiskey are just $32 each. And 30-can blocks of Victoria Bitter are unbeatable at $43. Shop in store or online at danmurphys.com.au. Remember, nobody beats Dan Murphy's. Enjoy responsibly. Valid till Thursday. Conditions apply.
Every Sunday morning, Ross Greenwood presents Work Life Money thanks to Australian Super.
This is a program where we try and set you up during your working life so that you can have a prosperous retirement if you're aged 20 or if you're aged 80.
Work Life Money thanks to Australian Super. Become a part owner in more than $100 billion worth of investments. Visit AustralianSuper.com. Work Life Money, Sunday morning from 9 on 6PR.
If you're looking at scrap metal and seeing it as just scrap metal, you're looking at it all wrong. Scrap metal is cash in your pocket. And if you want the best return on your scrap metal, make sure you see Metal West Recycling. The name might be new, but the team at Metal West have been turning scrap into cash for over 35 years. They know when you offer the best rates, people keep coming back. Simple. Metal West Recycling. Lansdowne. You deliver or they'll pick up. See more at metalwestrecycling.com.au.
Every April, like clockwork, health insurance premiums go up. It happened again at the start of this month. Now, this time around, they've increased by an average of 4.84%. That's another $200 a year out of the family budget. So, what do you plan to do about it? Don't let another April go by without seeing if you can save some money on one of your family's most important household bills. Shop around and switch via the 50upclub.com.au. Families and couples can get up to $300 cash back, paid over 25 months of membership, just by switching hospital and extras covers to HCF. Terms, conditions and waiting periods apply. Join the club for free and make the switch today at 50upclub.com.au.
New Family McValue Box for just $19.95. Your choice of 4 burgers, 4 small soft drinks and family-sized fries. Maccas, made for a night off, made for family. Available after 10:30 a.m. excludes McDelivery.
The Toyota
AFL Grand Final is that one day of the year when history is made, when legends are created and heroes become immortal. Their legacy written in the pages of history. That one day, fans will look back on in amazement and say, I was there.
Come at the moment, come at the champion.
Take your place in history. Packages on sale now at afl.com.au/event-office. AFL authorised on seller, OSAFL 1720.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
And it is Talking Property live from the Redcastle Apartments in Lathlane. And after the 10 o'clock news, Saturday morning at the football, we'll be handing over to Carl and the boys, who are also out here at Redcastle. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm very well. I'm glad I'm not playing for Carlton at the moment, because it could be a very, very long season. I still can't believe they beat Essendon. But anyway, that's football. Maybe that means that Essendon aren't that good either. We'll find out
maybe
on Tuesday.
Maybe it means Port's going all right.
It could, yes, and they are certainly playing a lot better footy than they've played in the last couple of seasons, and he's been under probably more pressure than most coaches coming into this season, hasn't he, Ken Hinckley?
Yeah.
And not worried about his job, just getting on with the job of coaching, and I think he's doing a pretty good job. Young Johnson last night was a good player after being brought in as a late inclusion for Hartlett, so we'll talk about that and a lot more. There's plenty to talk about. We've got a couple of games, including the Dockers and North Melbourne tonight, and we've got a couple of guests. I think Michael Pryor's going to join us from the Fremantle Dockers. So.
Good. Good on you, Carl. Thanks, mate. We'll look forward to Saturday morning at the football. James, you got an SMS before a couple of calls.
Yes, it says, hi, we own a duplex half in Woodlands in the city of Stirling development area near Innaloo. Our neighbour doesn't want to, our neighbour doesn't want to survey strata. Will the new strata laws allow us to develop our half? If so, when are they being implemented? That's from Gail.
Good question, Gail. Look, it is being looked at the moment, the whole Strata Titles Act. It's been in for discussion for some time. Landgate are pioneering that. And it's hopeful that there will be some changes, that to be able to change the strata, it isn't required to be unanimous. However, with duplexes, I think it's going to be a little bit difficult if the other party says absolutely not. But I believe there will be a process that you will be able to go through. And a lot of that will be done through the State Administrative Tribunal to look at it as an independent adjudicator. So with duplex, it's probably more difficult because you've only got the two parties involved, obviously a 50% interest there, and if the other half says definitely not, the new strata laws may not assist with that. Certainly with larger complexes, it will assist where, you know, you've got a group of 20 apartments and there's one person holding out and everybody else wants it redeveloped and it's got concrete cancer and it's falling down. Then it'll be a fairly compelling argument to be able to develop it. But it is a very difficult situation in that case where you have a duplex, two owners, one refuses to for whatever reason. The logical thing is to survey strata. There will definitely be an uplift in value, which is a benefit to that party as well, of course. But, you know, it's the old story, isn't it, Peter? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink it.
It is. You need to outline the benefits very clearly to your neighbour, because I don't believe the new strata laws are going to assist when you're just looking at 50-50 or duplexes.
So, look, it's probably a long, slow road to do that. Maybe the best thing is to see if you can buy them out, hopefully, Gail.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Good on you, Gail. Thanks for your text. That number is 19999677. And if any more emails come in, James will jump in and read them out for us. harvey@6pr.com.au. But on the phones, and last chance really for you to get on board and go in the draw for the Stratco voucher on 9221882. Julie, good morning, Julie.
Good morning, gents. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
I'm in
welcome.
My mid-50s, and I'm wondering if I own my house, so is it a good idea to finance my house and build units or another house or something like that to rent out to for down the track for my super, or is it a bad time or a bad idea?
Well, what you're talking about is development, and
yes,
of course development is always best if you've got some experience in that, rather than diving into it, particularly you know, when you're talking about your nest egg here and the most important nest egg for your retirement. It might be better to look at perhaps a built product that's already built. There is a lot of, in different segments of the market, a lot of supply in the market at the moment, and in some cases, with some of this new build, Peter, you can buy it basically at replacement cost, if not below even.
You can, and even out there at the minute, builders are offering terrific deals. So looking at getting the expert advice, as Rob said, that's the most important key. Then you've got to weigh up the financial differences between buying established and renting out and using that and looking at the negative gearing and the other things you can do with a new home. So if you get you really need some proper expert advice to explain to you the differences, but now there's never been a better time in this market to either buy established or to build new.
The key, Julie, is to buy within your means and look at a good plan where you're looking and say, right, okay, when do you want to retire? Let's say it's in 10 years' time, okay, or 5 years' time. How much money do you want to put away? Make sure that you've got a buffer there, that you are borrowing, so therefore there will be a cost associated with that, and the biggest cost would be your interest. And then you need to look at the return from the property to see how much that's going to cover. Leave yourself a buffer there, so you don't want to find yourself in a position where perhaps if the market doesn't recover for another 2 or 3 years, you're not in a position where you think you have to sell it. There's no doubt that the market will recover, whether it be 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and in your retirement plan that might work perfectly for you, because at that time it will be in a different market, and now it's a pretty good time to buy when you look at some of the prices around. But I would be steering more towards established, a property that's built, you can see it, you know exactly what you're getting at the moment, and also with some of the deals that are out there, you'll be able to buy well. And of course then it comes back to those all that discussion we have around renting, making sure that it's in a good area, that the property can rent well and your return is reasonable.
Or perhaps it's already rented.
Or perhaps it's already rented. Yes, that's
right.
Who
do you suggest I see to make an appointment?
Rob. Yeah. It's a case of getting advice from, I think, from a whole range of people. You know, you need to do a lot of the legwork yourself. You get out there, you talk to local agents in the area, you talk to your peers and people that you know, other people you know that have been investing and so on, if you do, and build up a picture of where what it is that you feel that you're comfortable with. Then you can get specific advice from industry experts as to a specific product. But I guess the main thing at the moment is I don't think you have to be in a hurry. You don't have to rush out and buy anything right at the moment. You know, as real estate agents, we'd all like the buyers to be out there rushing and buying, but I think the reality is that there is time on your side. But at the same time, you need to get in and do the research so you know what a good buy is, because there are opportunities out there in the market and you don't want them to slip away later on down the track. You say, oh, I should have bought that property. It was such a good buy, I couldn't see it. You get that from doing the research and doing the hard yards of finding out the information and talking to different people and getting the information. You've started on the radio today, but it's a bit of a journey, so I wish you every success in it.
Good on you, Julie. Much. Thank you for your call. You're welcome. Let's go to Belia. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Thank you.
I'm one of those people that would like to downsize. We've had our house on the market for around 3 years now, on and off. And we just can't sell it. So it's a good house. It's a 4x2. It's in a, we started off at 500 like 3 years ago, and now we're down to 470. So I think it's priced to sell. But we want to know whether we should take it off now and leave it for a while, or for what? We just get nowhere. We've gone
Look, very hard to give you. Four real estate.
Four.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Okay. On the surface, I'll be pretty blunt with you. If it was on at 500 3 years ago and the market has compressed since then, which is a nice word for fallen, I would say and it didn't sell then for 500, it's not going to sell now for 470. Unfortunately, you might find that, and I'm guessing because I don't know the specific property, but just from the figures you're telling me, it could be below 450. What really need to do is get local agent in to give you a realistic assessment of where the market is, backed up by comparative market analysis. It is most likely, if the property you said is a nice home and well presented, then that ticks that box. Then really it's going to be a case of two other things: that the marketing and the competency of the agent, but probably more importantly than that, getting the price right. And it sounds to me, unfortunately, like the price hasn't been right in the market, because things are selling, but it is a price issue.
It is.
We keep asking them, and they give us a price. And actually, the last time I said, "Look, I think that might be a bit high." I'm actually going by what the real estate agents are telling me.
Agents are saying. Well, they're obviously trying to get you the best price in the market, but
Nancy, I have an investment property in Belia. And I know that myself and my wife bought it for $520,000. It was recently appraised as part of our tax, and we've been told it's sitting at around about $440,000 to $450,000. Wow. And it's a substantial 550 square metre block, 4x2, very similar to your own, but the market has cooled slightly in Beerley, a bit of oversupply in Beerley, but that will rectify itself in the next year. My advice to you would be, if you can hang on for another year, because I think Rob's right when he says the market's going to turn around probably next March. If you can hang on till then, you can probably let it cool off the market for 6 months, make sure the landscaping in your front garden makes it attractive from the outside, and find another agent.
Good on you, Nancy. Thank you very much for your call. Great advice there from Peter. Peter, we are kind of running out of time. Just recapping again, you're open for inspection today between 11 and 3 at 2 Rutland Street in Lath Lane. So in regards to parking and that sort of thing, what advice can you give people who intend popping along?
So we have 160 parking bays, both under Redcastle and in the rear yard, all under lovely shade sails. We have parking on the outskirts of Redcastle, so parking's not going to be an issue at all. And look, we're very family friendly today, so we're hoping that we can bring the children around, they can have a hot dog, they can have their fairy floss, they can look at the apartments, and hopefully we'll entice a few buyers today.
Yeah, well, that would be good. Okay, and again, between 11 and 3, 2 Rutland Street in Lath Lane. And I think if you're sort of driving around, you're very close, you see the old tower from the Red Castle, then you know you've arrived.
It's the beacon calling you in.
It is.
It is. Rapunzel's up there.
Good on you, Peter. And thanks for inviting us out here this morning. We really appreciate it.
No, thanks for coming and thanks for having me.
Now, what's happening with Druitt Shed, First National and Doubleview?
Oh, I think I need to get out and get some more listings. I've only got a few home opens today.
Have you?
Yeah, it's the state of the market at the moment. We made a few sales, which was good. Got the price right, Peter, and miraculously the property sold. How about that?
Good.
So, but I've got a good auction tomorrow for Passmore Real Estate at 33 Victoria Street in Dianella at 1:30. Lovely modern home on a low-maintenance block. So we're hoping to get that sold.
Good-o. All right, now, our winner today of the $100 Stratco voucher, thanks to Gemmell Homes and Stratco, is Julie. She was our second last caller, so good on you, Julie. You're a worthy winner today. Like to thank James back in the studio and Madison on production, and also Matt, who's out here looking after things. We've got the news coming up very shortly, and live from the Redcastle Apartments in Lath Lane after the news, it will be Saturday morning at the football.